Rosemary, first of all, for me, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm the corporate marketing director for Farm Progress Companies. So that means I do the advertising and PR for all of our materials and our products, our brands. And that pretty much fills my days.
Yeah, I'm sure it keeps you very busy. Well, one of the things you're also doing this year is chairing the trade show committee for the National Agri-Marketing Association. And we've got that convention coming up here just, it seems like right around the corner. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the trade show since we'll be participating once again as an exhibitor this year. And tell me a little bit about or sort of how and why you decided to get involved this year.
Well, I received a call from Patty, our illustrious NAMA president, and it's hard to say no when you're tapped to donate your time to an important position within the organization. I've been a NAMA member for many, many years and been as active as I can be, depending on what my current workload is. But this year, I was the chair of the NAMA Trade Show Committee, and last year I was on the trade show committee. I think you were president last year.
Yeah, that's right. I remember it very well.
and then, of course, it's not just me. It's several other people that are donating their time and talent to the trade show committee. It's, you know, Bill Farmakis was on the committee, Dan Malcolm, David Melhaff, Dara Parker, and of course, Lynn Henderson and Judy Knoll at Agri-Marketing. They both were on the committee as well.
Right. Well, looking at this year's convention, the theme is leading the charge. And how would you say that the trade show is going to kind of help fulfill that theme for the convention this year?
I think it does it in many ways. Of course, the entertainment is always a part of it. That's what really helps bring a spark of excitement to what's going on the trade show floor. But every exhibitor really has something going on within their exhibit to entice you to come down. And hope everybody who goes to NAMA checks their sign-up bags. They'll get a bag of goodies, and there'll be lots of invitations from people who are exhibiting to come to their exhibits and to maybe redeem a coupon or learn more about what's happening with certain companies who are exhibiting. There are always lots of people who have those goodies in the goodie bag. So I'd encourage everybody to take a look at that. Plus, when you sign up, there's a list of trade show exhibitors in your packet, so you can kind of plot who you want to see and who you should see. There's the first evening, Wednesday night, there's always the reception, and of course, DTN is hosting that after the Best of NAMA. And so that's always fun. It's the kind of the kickoff for the whole next 2 days of convention, and it's just good entertainment and it's good learning experience too.
And you know, when you look at the schedule for the trade show, I know it kind of changes a little bit year to year. What can you just review? I know you mentioned the opening reception there after Best of NAMA. Anything else you know in terms of what those hours are going to be for the trade show this year?
Well, Thursday is really the big day as well, because your luncheon is going to be on the trade show floor. You have to pass through the trade show to get to the luncheon area, and it's been that way for several years. It helps bring traffic. If you are somebody who might be thinking of exhibiting, we have built-in ways of bringing convention traffic through the trade show, and one of them is the luncheon that's held Thursday afternoon. And also there's an afternoon break from 3 to 4 that's held on the trade show floor, and usually libations available and a nice place to come and relax and stretch your legs and catch up with people after you've been at the sessions. And then Thursday evening is the real the big bang, the closing reception, that lots of things are planned that starts at 5 and it goes till 7. And there are fun things planned. For instance, we have with the theme, it's kind of a Western theme, so we're doing some Western activities, and one is you can, you know, gather up a bunch of your friends and go over to see our photographer, and there'll be cutouts that you can stand behind and have your photo taken in a group or by yourself if you want to do that, and in front of you there'll be these cutouts of maybe a saloon girl or a Wild West character, and you can become that person for a moment while your photo is taken. And also there's going to be it's a roller calf roping contest, which should be a lot of fun. And I say, too, you know, gather up a group of friends and invent your own competition and see, learn a couple skills. There'll be a roper, a professional roper there to teach you how to rope. And then, you know, pair off and see who's the best roper in your group.
Well, and I know we'll have more libations because, really, the Nama Convention is kind of known for being a libatious sort of event, you know. So I assume we'll have some good refreshments there as well.
Oh, there will always be good refreshments on hand. That's a stock feature of any Nama soiree. It'll be well hosted.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to it, and ZimCom, of course, will be, like I said, exhibiting, and we've got some fun things planned. We're already starting to promote that on AgWired, too, by the way. There are, I think, some companies who have thought about exhibiting, maybe even still are at this point. I don't know if they could still get in there or not. I'm betting if somebody really wanted to, they still could call up Jenny Pickett or yourself and say, I'd like to see if I could get a booth there. But for companies that have just not kind of made the final decision to go ahead and do it, what would you say to them in terms of how important this can be in reaching and interacting and developing relationships with people who are coming to this convention?
Well, it is called the Connection Point, and the trade show is actually called the Connection Point, and that moniker is not to be taken lightly, because that is where everyone comes to make their connections. A lot of people, if they're maybe going to go out to dinner after all the festivities of our convention day, it's a good place to rendezvous. Just say, I'll meet you at the Connection Point, right in maybe in front of a certain exhibitor. So that's one way you can actually use the Connection Point beyond just learning about different companies. Also, I would say anyone is still interested in exhibiting, do call Judy Knoll. She is the person who's heading up the sales activities. Matter of fact, this Connection Point is the largest trade show that NAMA has had in recent history. So Judy's really worked hard this year to sell the floor, and we have more exhibitors and more spaces are sold this year than in the last probably 5 or 6 years. So, and over the past few years, we've all worked really hard, all of us who have ever participated on the trade show committee, to make sure that it's a worthwhile experience for anyone who takes the time to go there, because we do want to make it a viable piece of the convention, not just to have it as a, of course, it's a moneymaker for the organization, but it's also there to serve the members. So I encourage everyone to come down, say hello. I'll be there with Farm Progress exhibiting. Most everyone knows Farm Progress, so I want to invite everyone to stop by and say hello. So if anyone's still interested in exhibiting at the NAMA Trade Show, please give Judy Knoll a call, and her phone number is 636-728-1424, extension 2002.
Okay, well, we'll encourage people to do that, because I think from our perspective, it really is probably the primary, actually, I think one of the only places we really promote our company, and we've found it the return on what it costs. And granted, you know, it's not an inexpensive thing to do, but like I said, the return seems well justified from our standpoint.
I think for Farm Progress too, we've exhibited for many, many years, and it's gotten better. The floor traffic is much better than it has been, say, if you went 4 years ago. There's a vast change. Last year, we set record attendance for the Connection Point, so don't miss it.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned supporting the organization and that the trade show is a component of how NAMA does generate funds. One of the things that takes place in there is the auction and silent auction for the foundation as well, and it's, you know, certainly a place to go to, and there's another way that you can show your support for NAMA and helping out with the funds that we have to work with and promote youth involvement in agricultural marketing.
Yes, the ADEF silent auction will be available. All the items that were donated by participating companies will be on display, and there's always something there that if you're a bargain hunter, you can find a lot of good things there. Also, just some very nice things are on display. There's a lot of artwork. There are a lot of media packages that you can pick up at very reasonable prices. And it's any time that the connection point is open, the ABEF auction is also open. And, of course, if you make a bid on something, be sure to check back because somebody might have outbid you. If you really want something, be sure to go back and check. And then Thursday evening, they're closed out, and you can pick up whatever auction item that you've won.
Well, great. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk about this year's trade show. I'm going to use this on AgWire, and I think since I'm going to be posting onto the NAMA blog again, we're going to use this as a pre-convention post to, again, help generate some interest and excitement for the trade show as well. So thank you very much, Rosemary.
Thank you, Chuck.